It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
They should be favored. This is how it should go. The Bills are the better team at literally every position except for tight end.
I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
The best player living is Lamar Jackson.
Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck.
I think Josh Allen is more valuable to his team.
They should have lost it. They could have lost Bucks. They got so lucky against Denver. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso with a kindergarten finger painter.
Regardless of the outcome, I'm taking Josh Allen every single time.
Chiefs have the ball at their own 44. 8 seconds left, down three. Safeties are back for the Bills. Mahomes takes a snap on the near hash. Goes down the middle to Kelce, 35, down to the 31. Timeout called by the Chiefs. Timeout at the 31-yard line with 3 seconds left, and here comes Butker, a 25-yard pass play. Placement down, Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick. The Buffalo Bills win a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knock him down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on fourth down and five, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. 40, 35, 30, Gina in full speed, 10 to the 5-yard line. You play and press, the Cheetah will run you all the way around the earth. With 13 seconds to go in the game, a 36-33 lead for Buffalo.
The play to Travis, I mean, it was kind of a thing where he wasn't necessarily supposed to do that, but after the timeout, we got to look at what the defense was doing, and he actually said it to me.
Do it, do it. And I was just like, all right, here we go, boys.
You remember the Top Gun, the first Top Gun movie, when they were ripping the pilots, and Tom Skerritt walks out, and they said, well, that'll pretty much cover the flyby. Guess what? This will pretty much cover the fact that Patrick Mahomes, coming into this game, had never won a road playoff game. He has now, and he does it in Buffalo. It's his 40th win on the road.
There it is, Matt Camare. That's Samare introduction there for you for this game against Buffalo. God, dog, I'm excited.
I am too. I'm ready to go.
If you're some food on Sunday, I got some bad news for some food on Sunday.
Getting smashed?
Yeah.
Smash.
Before we get to Vinny, you had one little nugget you wanted to bring back up.
One more little nugget about the stadium. I know some people wonder. Like,
hurry up, I really got to get to Vinny.
Yeah, we'll get to Vinny here in a second, of course. But I was told by a source about the stadiums. Like, some people wonder if Kansas could support two stadiums, and I was told, yes, Kansas could support two new buildings. So just kind of keep that
in mind.
Can
you just wake me up when it's over, please?
I'm with you. 100%. Okay. 100% on that. Please. And we're not the only ones. People that are involved in this are like, can you just tell me when it's over?
What's I'll do terrible Green Day song, Wake Me Up When September Ends. Yeah. Hate that song.
Do you really?
I don't like it.
I don't like September, so I'm always good about when September ends.
It was one of those that like went too long. Like, it was good when it came out. I liked it, and then it was just
overplayed.
It's very morbid. I think it's about the death of a family member for the lead singer of Green Day. I could be wrong, but I don't hate it for that reason. It's just like, I'd be in my car, sunny day, be like, I walk in, I'm like, okay, God. All right.
God, Green Day was so good, though, back in the day.
Vinny, what's going on, my man? How are you, sir?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing this morning?
We're excited to talk to you, Vinny, because you not only do you own Casey's Black Rock Bar in Buffalo, but you were also the guy who gave the Super Bowl trophy to Patrick Mahomes at the parade that everybody knows about. What's the mood up there in Buffalo this week as our Chiefs get ready to come up there and tackle their Bills?
It's pretty tense up here right now. Looking forward to a classic, just like every other one of these games, man.
But if people up there have told us apathy has been a word that's used for Buffalo fans, a lose-lose situation is another term that people have used for this game up there in Buffalo. What's the real pulse of the fan up there?
I think their fans are pretty confident this week, honestly, coming into this game. I think they forget who they're dealing with. I think they forget that, we're the reigning, defending, two-time Super Bowl champion. So I think it's time to remind them.
So I just need to ask you a question. Are you hiring? Because somebody told me that I suck and I need to go back to serving tables. So I need to get that out of the way.
If you're looking for some holiday shifts, I can probably shuffle some things around.
Holiday shifts, that's where we start off with. That's, you're a tough negotiator. What's the scene like on a Sunday Chiefs-Bills game?
It's the most wild place in America. I can promise you that. Not only are we the only Chiefs bar in Buffalo, but there has never been another backer, bar of any sort here. So the fact that it's a Chiefs one during this historic rivalry over the past, five seasons, it gets pretty unhinged, man.
How did you become a Chiefs bar in Buffalo? Walk us through the history.
So I took over this bar about 7 years ago. I did a two-year renovation of the building, and I was like, the hell with it, man. I've been a Chiefs fan my whole life. I'm just going to make it a Chiefs backer bar. We had opened probably week 13 of the 2019-2020 season when we beat San Francisco the first time, and everyone was cool with it. It was the Chiefs, they're harmless. They weren't rivals yet. Fast forward, the next season, we're playing each other in the AFC Championship game, and it's a whole different tone around here.
Yeah. How's business on a game day for you?
I mean, it's busy both ways. It's busy for the Bills fans. It's busy for the Chiefs fans. Luckily, they rarely play at the same time, so we can be separated.
So do you have Bills fans that come into the bar, or do they look at your place and they go, this is a voodoo joint?
No, so it's like the narrative that you're a Chiefs bar until Sunday, and they just come in heavy all the time. But they play nice with the Chiefs fans that are in there every week, too. So it's a good kind of recipe and mixture in there, and everyone plays nice. So we're pretty lucky, honestly.
Never been a fight?
Never. Not a single problem ever, especially during a game. I mean, so no one speaks to each other after the third quarter.
Okay.
Sales plummet.
Yeah. Really?
Because everyone's so goddamn tense. They're just staring at the TV. So sales plummet, conversations and, social, they just cease. And then everyone's just staring at those TVs, man. I anticipate the same thing on Sunday. If it's a close game, especially.
What's the number one beer sale? Is it Labatt Blue? Is that weird for me to ask that?
What's weird? Like, we're a Miller High Life bar, man.
Yes! Yes!
Champagne and beers, baby.
Yes!
Yes, it is.
God, we just became best friends. That's all I drink. Bush Light.
I've been drinking High Life since they were like $8 for a 30 rack.
Oh, man,
and
you get
all,
a...
We'd pool our money together in high school and, buy 100 beers for the weekend and, probably drink 40 of them.
Yeah, quick trip here. You can get a six-pack of Tall Boys for $5.94.
Ooh, love that.
Yes,
love that.
That's eight beers and six cans.
We've been actually selling a lot of garage beer, too, lately.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a good beer.
It's the most crushable beer you've ever consumed ever.
Yeah,
I can probably drink 100 of those on a Sunday.
And so, I'm not a huge beer drinker anymore because I'm fat. But
yeah,
I had one a couple weeks ago, and I'm drinking this. I'm going, this is really good. Like, I could find myself drinking about 30 garage beers.
Crushable,
very crushable. Yeah, shout out Kelsey Brothers.
Yeah. So let's make a deal here, Vinny. Okay.
I'm all ears.
If the Bills and Chiefs play in the AFC Championship game, Bob, Mac, and myself come to your bar and do our show Friday from your bar.
You the invitation is open and you are welcome.
But what if the game's here?
Doesn't matter.
All right, you still want to go to Buffalo?
I want to go to the enemy's backyard and drink Miller High Life the entire show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and just have some fun.
That sounds fantastic.
All right, it's marked down.
If the game is there, then I'll see you 2 weeks after the game at the parade.
No doubt. Yeah, we'll absolutely
do that. I'll take
that
damn trophy from you then myself.
Are you going to the game on Sunday, or are you going to be sitting at the bar?
So I've actually missed two out of the last three of these games at the bar. I got to be there. You know, I have to be at the bar. I got to take my medicine. I got to be right in the thick of it. Plus, I don't know if I can go to that stadium and, behave myself. So,
if you come to Missouri, I can get you some medicine.
Trust me. I visited last week for the game. Oh. I was there for the Broncos game.
Heavily dosed up. There you go.
You should have hit us up. We would have had you at the tailgate.
I didn't even not even think. We had a customer come into the bar, and he had such a good time. He gifted us some suite tickets. And then it all kind of happened super fast. You know, I traveled alone. And then shout out KCPD. They hooked me up with a field pass pregame and walked me over a game ball. So those guys, Derek McCollum, KCPD, really appreciate you guys.
They're awesome.
Made it really, really special for me last weekend, man. And I will not forget that.
That is spectacular. So if Chiefs fans are traveling to Buffalo, which I think they are, where do they find your bar? How do they get a reservation? All that kind of good stuff.
Just look us up, Casey's Black Rock. We're at 44 Amherst Street in Buffalo, man. Just walk through the front door and enjoy the ride.
What's the specialty?
Guys, they started coming in last night, actually.
Oh, awesome.
I had a 4-pack at about 9 o'clock. I hung out for a while. Nice. Brought them behind the bar, took some pictures. It was awesome, man. I'm actually, I got some buddies coming and they're flying in at noon and they're staying in the office upstairs at the bar.
Hell yeah.
So, we anticipate it to be a pretty wild weekend, and we're excited to see all the fans.
What's the specialty of the house? What are people going to grub on there?
Wings. What else is there in Buffalo, right?
That's true. I heard the pizza and the beef on Wick are pretty good, though.
Really, really good. Really good beef on Wick. We do a really good Reuben. We do really good burger. I mean, our food is really good. I mean, it's really, really good, simple bar food that's done really well. Shout out to our chef, Jeff.
There we go.
Who just kills it every day. Love that guy.
Well, shout out to you, Vinny Garofalo. We appreciate you. Cheers, and we'll see you in the AFC Championship game.
Guys, I'll see you. Take care. Go Chiefs.
You got it, brother. Take care.
There he is.
Vinny Garofalo, our bar insider. Somebody on the text line. My stepson lives there. Next time I'm up there, I'm there.
Yeah.
And then just champagne and beers. God bless you. Praise be. Coming up on the other side, we dive more into this game.
Do you think that girl's hot on the moon?
That's a drop. You listen to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Hate it or love it, we're back here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob, Mac, and Dusty with you on this glorious Friday. Mitch Holtis will join us here in about 3 minutes.
We're already that part of the show.
That's right,
good
man.
Good Lord, we are moving today.
That's right. The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, every Friday, 7:25, we'll get his take on this game. He, stay focused. Dusty was his quote last week to me. We get Mitch here in just a minute, but I do want to bring up this game because I think it is more than just Mahomes versus Allen. This is, this is, to me, in my opinion, this is the rivalry in the AFC. Both teams have beaten each other. The Chiefs kind of have the upper hand because they get it done when it matters most. Buffalo seems to win in the regular season. Travis Kelce seems to, kind of step it up against Buffalo. His last four games, 6 for 10, 6 receptions on 10 targets. 8 receptions on 10 targets, 6 receptions on 10 targets, 5 receptions on 7 targets, 3 touchdowns in those games. But his average against the Buffalo Bills is 5 catches for 63 yards, averaging about 13 yards per catch against Buffalo. But against his totals versus Buffalo, 34 for 40, 440 yards, 12.9 average, 4 touchdowns. I think we are going to have another one of those days where it's like, this is the Travis Kelce Mahomes game. This is, Allen doesn't have Stephon Diggs this year.
Right.
Right. The tight end Kincaid kind of beat up.
Beat up.
I know Dawson Knox is still there. Coleman's out.
Out.
Right.
I think this is one of those games where it's, you know, the Chiefs go into this game and it's a lean on the vets. You know,
yeah.
Get Kareem Hunt going. Let him close the game out. Let Travis Kelce set the tone and use the guy that you got in the trade deadline and DeAndre Hopkins to just kind of control the narrative of this game and be the better veteran clean team.
You don't want to rely on Xavier Worthy in this game, a rookie, because he's never played in a game this big before of this magnitude and at any level, right? So you want to have your vets take over. This is a veteran leadership type of game where you look at some of the younger guys around there and you go, all right, guys, we got this. Mahomes, Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster coming back. You mentioned, you know, leaning on Kareem Hunt as well. And on the defensive side, the Chris Jones type of game. I think he's going to be fired up. I mean, I know he's going to be fired up after kind of listening to him yesterday saying we're not just playing the Buffalo Bills, we're playing their fans as well. And after what happened in Buffalo back in January, you know Chris Jones is fired up. Justin Reed going to be fired up. Nick Bolton going to be fired up for this game. Those are your veteran leaders on that defensive side. And after having a subpar game, maybe the first of his career in Trent McDuffie, he's probably going to go out there and want to have a big game to kind of get rid of that stink from the Denver game last week. I couldn't think of who they were, right?
Speaking of knowing who they are, Mitch Holthus, he's joined us now.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
You know it's Mitch Holthus, so you know it's brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center, brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. We go straight to the phone line, and we join that sweet sexual sounds of Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. Mitch, how we doing, my man?
Hello, fellas. I've actually heard your video collection at 6 and 7 this morning.
There we go.
And I'm thinking, who are these people? Do they sit there with voodoo dolls and put pins in a crocheted weird wolf thing? And just, man, these people are just full of anger.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Take them on. Take them all on.
You know, it's funny, and we'll obviously get to the Butker situation, all that in a minute, but we talked to a lot of people in Buffalo this week from a radio standpoint, Mitch, and one gentleman said it's an apathetic fan base this week for the game, and another said it's a lose-lose situation is how the Buffalo fans are feeling about this game. I can't believe they have that feeling because I'm looking at this game, and I'm like, let's go. This is the game that I circled when that schedule came out.
Why would it be lose-lose? These guys, they're 8-2 for the first time since 1993 was the last time they went to the Super Bowl, in that run of four straight Super Bowls they all lost.
Right.
But, I mean, they're 8-2. What's the lose-lose?
Well, because they know they can't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, and if they beat them in the regular season, they're kind of like, it doesn't matter. We still have to do it in January, and we haven't been able to do that.
Well, and this is another thing, though. These narratives that get out there, and then everybody – has anybody mentioned that Mahomes is 2-0 in Buffalo?
No.
He's 2-0. The three times Josh Allen has won have all been at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the COVID year of 2020.
Yep.
Clyde runs for 164 yards, and then last year's game. Mahomes has not lost in Buffalo. Now, who's put that one out there?
Nobody.
It's all been like Josh Allen owns Mahomes in the regular season. Oh, okay. Well, Mahomes has not lost in Buffalo. So I remember seeing Pat on the plane after that because I heard the clip of, you know, the whole that'll pretty much cover the flyby, which I was thinking of the old Top Gun reference.
Right.
But I saw him on the plane. I go, I think you've won a road game now in the playoffs. He's like, you think? So just tell Pat, just get him fired up, right? Go poke the dog. But let's also mention that Mahomes is undefeated in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's wild when you think about it. And true, it doesn't fit the narrative, though, Mitch. And as you know, in this business, right, if it doesn't fit the narrative, we don't tend to talk about those things, right? Because you want to have this narrative.
Put another pin in the weird wolf or Casey Wolf doll.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get those voodoo dolls out there. All right, let's talk about the thing we don't really want to talk about ever is that kicking game. When did Harrison Butker get hurt, and how is this going to impact? Because I think it's a big impact.
Yeah, it's a big impact. Think of the big kicks that Butt has made. I mean, we just kind of take it for granted. That 57-yarder last year off the NFL logo in Super Bowl 58 might have been his best kick, obviously. or close to it, would have been the really hard kick into the wind, Cincinnati in the 2022 AFC Championship game. There's just been so many that he's nailed, not just making big kicks, but when he's made them at the toughest of times. I don't know. I talked to him for quite a while on Wednesday. That would have been before practice. I didn't see him yesterday. And then evidently at practice yesterday, or maybe tweaked it Wednesday, and he was trying to go and push through it and couldn't do it. I know Coach will say more today, and he'll give everybody the lowdown. But maybe it's been, I don't know. Maybe that's the reason he miskicked that ball at the end of the game on last Sunday's game. Because that thing was ugly. It was like, this isn't butt at all. Like, is there air in that ball?
Yeah.
So it's just really strange. So I can't really answer that. Maybe it's been something that's gradually come on for Butt.
But so how do you think, my whole mindset, Mitch, going into this game is, all right, we can't, you know, let it come down to a kick now because we don't know what we have in this Spencer Schrader guy or, you know, what he's going to be able to do. He's never been in a situation, obviously, like this on a practice squad. But my whole take also is if Brett Veach signs a guy, you got to trust the guy. Brett Veach has earned that, you know, that that benefit of the doubt, if you will.
Well, early this morning, I saw Dave Tobe, and Dave's like, let's go. We got this guy. And I think he was the best available guy. It's maybe similar to what happened when we got Harrison Butker back in 2017, he was on the practice squad for Carolina.
Right.
He was in a camp battle with Graham Gannot, I believe, and Gannot beat him out, but they didn't want to lose him or keep him around. And so they put him on practice squad. Well, the Chiefs were claiming him because Cairo Santos got hurt. This might be a similar deal. If you look at it, he played one game, Schrader. This is Spencer Schrader, who's really an interesting guy if you study him. He owns three businesses already. This is kid's a rookie. He's got three businesses that he owns. Mm. He kicked one game with the Jets, and he kicked one game with the Colts. He's 2 for 2 on field goals, made a 45-yarder when he was with the Jets. All 8 of his kicks have been touchbacks, so I think he got a strong leg. If you kind of do a deep dive into him, you'll find out that this kid is kind of wicked smart. Who has three businesses of his own when he's, 23 or 2 or whatever? But so I'm kind of interested to meet him and let him rip, see what he can do.
Mitch, I think this is a big lean-on-your-vet game. Travis Kelce, yep. Got the numbers right here. Last 4 games against Buffalo, 25 catches, 313 yards, 3 touchdowns. Mahomes obviously has good numbers against the Bills as well. Is this that game where it's like, you know, this is where you need your stars to be stars and lean on Mahomes and the defense and let them keep shining?
Especially when you're in an environment like this, because they're coming with pitchforks and dirt clods. People have asked, hey, what's it going to be like? I said, have you seen the French Revolution scene in Les Miserables? That's what this is. And, you know, Danan runs up to the crowd. He's looking to fight somebody. I'm a lover, not a fighter. And I got Matt McMullen with me, right? So if I got Danan leading the way, it'd be better. But Matt's a good dude, but I'm just, hey, you know, he looks like me. So, but Dusty, back to your point, and here, excuse me, that's why I'm really excited to see Juju Smith-Schuster and D-Hop on the field at the same time with Kelce, because that's never happened. And we're going to throw that out there. And then just throw Worthy in there because we're really close to hitting him on a long one. And so I'm kind of fired up to see those vets take this on because they will say, let's go. Let's figure this out. Kelce, to your point, I mean, Kelce has 5 postseason touchdowns against these guys. Let that one soak in for a second. And he peeled off 108 yards in the 22 game in the regular season and then 118 last year in the AFC Championship game. But with this Buffalo defense, you're now going to have to deal not only with Kelce and double-team him, which they did last year, you're going to have to deal with all these other guys I mentioned. So I'm really fired up to see what the Chiefs can put out there and attack this Bills defense. Here's the key, though, with these guys. And this will sound obvious, but in some games, it's more important than others. The Bills have lived off the giveaway takeaway. They have 19 takeaways, by far the most in the league. And Josh Allen's not turning it over this year, at least in the first 7 games. He only has four interceptions, but they've been in the last three games. And last year, he was kind of hemorrhaging interceptions. But this year, they're plus 13 in the giveaway takeaway. To me, if you're even, the Chiefs will win. But this is a game where you can't go minus one or minus two because it would be a lot to overcome.
Mitch, both of these teams are obviously very good. 17-2 combined records for both of them. And, you know, coming into the season, I thought people kind of felt Buffalo may take a step back. They lost some key players in the offseason. The Chiefs clearly have lost people as the season began. Why are these teams still on top with all of these changes that have occurred to both of their rosters?
Well, you know, we love Brett Veach, and he's just a menace. He's so good at what he does. But we got to give the Bills some credit here, too. In fact, here's your trivia of the morning. How many Buffalo Bills wide receivers that will be on the field in this game Sunday were in the AFC championship or AFC divisional game last January?
How many?
One.
Wow.
One. Khalil Shakir. That's it. And he's having a good year. Actually, Buffalo, remember? We forget. Go back to the off-season discussion about Buffalo. Is their window closing? They get rid of Stephon Diggs. They move on from their safeties. They've had Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer forever, both gone. They are really young in the secondary. They kind of redid their team in many ways in a lot of spots the way the Chiefs did. Because look at our receiving core going into this game. Worthy wasn't there. Juju wasn't there. D-Hop wasn't there. Like Watson. And that's it. And McColl. So there's just been kind of an overhaul that it's easy to take for granted because you're into the weeds of the season. But if you go back and look at it from April to now, it's pretty astonishing what these two teams have been able to do and still win consistently.
Any concern with the offensive line in this game as we had last week against the Denver Broncos?
Yes, and it's because of Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa. Rousseau, it was 2021. I don't know if you remember this. The Chiefs had a screenplay set up to go. I mean, I've looked this thing on video like 10 times. And Rousseau, he's got like a, maybe a 7-foot wingspan. He's 6'6", tips Patrick's pass to himself and gets an interception. This is like on the first drive of the game, real early. I don't know if you remember that.
Yep.
And then last year, Epenesa did the same thing in the regular season game at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. They're so long in athletic that they create issues even if they don't get just like a speed crazy rush. So you not only have to deal with their quickness off the edge, but you got to deal with their length. And that's an issue because this, I told you, this team's living off turnovers, and some of those turnovers have come off tip passes.
All right, Mitch, let's take a look at kind of Mahomes and this defense. And you know, they're doing some really good things, obviously, both Patrick on the offensive side, the defense is doing some good things. But what are some things that they're doing that maybe people aren't talking about with those two positions?
It's okay. Have we talked about Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter?
Nope.
I mean, his QBR rating in the fourth quarter is 116.3. They go, yes, he's 12 over 9, 12 touchdowns.
That's all they talk about.
That's all they talk about. Mahomes is one of the best, obviously, in the fourth quarter, but he's doing it again this year. When trailing, Patrick Mahomes' QBR, his quarterback rating is 100.1. The fact that they've had 9 straight wins when they've been down by 7-plus points, it's an NFL record, or 8 comeback wins, the most of any team in NFL history that started 9-0, is largely due to Patrick Mahomes. And he's the best when it's needed the most in the fourth quarter. Here's another one with the Chiefs defense. When trailing in the fourth quarter, the Chiefs defense has given up a total of 20 yards. 20 yards. So think about the second half last week against Denver. They're down 14-13. They need to get stops. They get stops. Remember Felix Njidike Uzomah's play when they tried to trick him in the quarterback design run by Bo Nix? That was second down. Got him off the field on third down. And now all of a sudden you're not giving him anything and you take the lead back and go up 16-14. If you look closely at this Chiefs team, like, how are they doing it? I don't know, man. They're just so lucky. They're blocking kicks and toes on the line on the pass play. We'll do a deep dive into them and realize that in all three phases, when everything's on the line, they are at their best. and there's nobody in the NFL close to them when you get to fourth quarter or behind or need to make the key play at the key time. These guys, this Chiefs team, does it all the time, and that's the brilliance in this club.
Mitch, you call me the mule because I kick back, and the stat that I love this week that I found was that the Chiefs are giving up only 7.4 points in the second half. So a team that you've got to be perfect against, you've got to even be more perfect against in the second half because of the limitations you might have of getting in the red area, let alone in the end zone.
Okay, mule, just stop a second. Think about what you just said. That's Think right. about the, how ridiculous that stat is. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible stat.
Thank you.
And think of the offenses they've played. The Chiefs have four wins over teams with winning records. You know how many Buffalo has?
None.
One. They beat Arizona 34-28. And they're a good team. But they've not played the schedule the Chiefs have played. Everybody thinks all the pin in the Casey Wolf doll is thinking, this is it, man, this is it. If the Chiefs beat the Bills, what's going to happen to the guy on Reels that's going, they've got to kill these guys. I'm hoping that he's not even a Bills fan. Like, what? They're going to be apoplectic. Like, so I'm just telling you, the Chiefs and the Bills are okay. They're okay. But let's don't overvalue the Bills and undersell the Chiefs in this game.
No doubt about it, Mitch. Have a great call up in Buffalo, and we will talk to you again next Friday. And hope we're sitting at 10-0 and locking the AFC all up in arms.
If we are, it'll be the first time the Chiefs have ever been 10-0, and I'll give you some numbers. If they're 10-0 next week, you'll really like.
That's a hell of a...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
A tease.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Take care, Mitch.
Boys.
See you, bud.
All right.
That's Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, brought to you by Silverside Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverside Eye Center. It's also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Speaking of that stadium, one more time. Bob's going to give you some more information. One more time about the stadiums, and then we go straight into the script, straight into Buffalo, straight into Friday afternoon, and let you enjoy your weekend as we're listening here. You're listening here to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5, The Fan. Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, and Mac Morey with you. Here on a Friday, Red Friday, Chiefs Bills Sunday at 3:25. Hell of a weekend for everybody.
Yeah, big weekend, right?
You've got tonight, you've got the boxing match. Paul versus Tyson.
What time does that tip off?
It's supposed to start at 7.
No, I mean the actual Paul Tyson fight.
My guess is 9:30-ish.
Oh, you think that early?
Maybe. I guess 11, but I think that's a little too late. My guess would be the sweet spot would be around 9:30 and 10.
Okay, I thought it was going to be later. But again, you got to factor in the East Coast, too. Like, you want to start a fight at midnight somewhere.
True. Tyson slapped the absolute hell out of that man yesterday. I don't know if it was fake or not. I still think the fight's scripted. We can get you some numbers that I found yesterday on DraftKings if you want to bet the fight. But the messenger himself, Bob, as you have let the people know that you are not coming up with this on your own. You are just relaying what you have been told, and the stadium talk is continuing. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. I understand what you do. I respect what you do. But can you just wake me up when it's over?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I wish somebody would wake me up when it's over as well. You know, wake me up when September ends, as we were talking about earlier, you know, when it comes to this stadium stuff. And there's more, and we're going to see more and more. Yesterday, the Chiefs sent out a press release that they're going to be conducting focus groups with their season ticket members about, you know, where they want the stadium, what they want in the stadium, all that kind of stuff. They'll conduct focus groups on the new stadium, potentially a renovated stadium. Like, they want to hear from their fans about, you know, what they want in that stadium. And I think ultimately, and you know, this is kind of my opinion on this, but I think this is kind of where we're trending. It's either going to be a renovated Arrowhead or a new build on the Kansas side of the state line. I think those are kind of the two options right now for the Chiefs. And from what I was told by some sources yesterday, they're making great progress on both sides of the state line with both Kansas and Missouri. And that's good news, right? You want to have both states coming to bat with some really good plans for our team. Because the worst case scenario is that one of these teams goes to, you know, Timbuktu or someplace like that. And you don't want that to happen. We're very beneficial here in Kansas City because we have two states that can bid on this, as opposed to being, you know, in Illinois, for example, in Chicago. Well, you don't have another state to come in and try to get something done that's right there in your backyard. So I think that's a good thing. I know there are some folks that are still living in this antiquated world of they won't go if it's in Kansas type stuff. Fine, give us your name. We'll put you on a list. And the Chiefs with the facial recognition won't let you in or whatever. But there's some stuff that's going on that I think is important to understand. I think for the Chiefs standpoint, the pathway to getting a stadium done in Kansas is easier than it is to do in the state of Missouri, because in the state of Missouri, there are more entities. And by entities, I mean the Blues, the Cardinals, the University of Missouri, and Springfield's minor league ballpark as well. And from what I understand and the people that I've talked to on this, to get something passed in Missouri, you've got to win, obviously, the legislatures and the politicians from the St. Louis side of the state, the Springfield part of the state, and the Kansas City side of the state. And everybody's going to have their hand out. So if it gets done in Missouri, it's not just going to be something for the Chiefs, because the people in St. Louis will say, well, if we're going to vote yes on this for Kansas City, then we need something for the Cardinals. You don't think the Cardinal ownership is going to be immediately in Jeff City going, hey, we got a 20-year-old ballpark now. We need something done. And so the money becomes bigger and bigger in the state of Missouri. It's not just about the Chiefs getting their money. It's about then the Blues, the Cardinals, the Springfield minor league team, and the University of Missouri as well, that's going to be knocking on the door of Jeff City going, yo, cash! And so the way they're going to get things done and propose things in the state of Missouri would probably be to encompass everybody, and it may be a little expensive because you know how people are, right? I ain't voting for you unless you're voting for me type stuff. It's petty, but that's the reality in which we live. Kansas seems to be a cleaner pathway because you don't have to deal with that because there's nobody else asking for money, you know, in the state of Kansas because they don't have anybody over there. But they still have every state has their issues as well. So if you don't really want to deal with the political game, which I don't think anybody does, it may be easier on the Kansas side, a cleaner pathway on the Kansas side, but easier and cleaner doesn't always mean best. And so they'll have the focus groups, they'll study them, they'll have all their options out there, and then they'll make a decision that that is best for them. For the Royals, it's interesting because there are two sites in Johnson County that we talked about that are now under consideration, 435 in Antioch, the old Brookridge site still in play. I talked to somebody yesterday, they go, that'd make a good place for a baseball stadium. And I said, yeah, probably would. It's a nice area. If you go by 435 in Antioch, you can see it's already all cleared out where that old Brookridge golf course was and kind of ready to go, you know, if you will. And then the 119th and Knoll spot that we told you about a couple of days ago, the old Sprint campus, kind of the favorite because it's already by an entertainment area that exists in Town Center Plaza. So people know to go there, right? And I think that's important because when you have the star bonds, you want to get those things paid off as quickly as possible. And you get them paid off by people utilizing that area. If they're already kind of conditioned to go to that part of town to spend their money, and then you add the stadium and the entertainment district there, they already know to go there. So it's already a built-in audience. And I think they like that as well. Also, the other interesting thing to me is about this is nobody on the Kansas side is really doing much talking about what's going on over there. That's because they've had to sign NDAs on the Kansas side of the state line, which tells you that things are probably progressing pretty fast. The more Mayor L talks, the less chance I think they have of keeping that ballpark on the Missouri side of the state line, because the people in Kansas, if they're signing NDAs, that must mean there's things moving kind of in the right direction. But the one thing that I think is important to note that I did learn yesterday, I specifically asked, could the state of Kansas support two stadiums? And the answer was yes. The state of Kansas is positioned to support two new buildings. And the other news that came out yesterday that the Business Journal reported is that the Star Printing Press, where they wanted to put the stadium back in February, March, April, that time, just sold to some company who's turning that into a big data center. So that spot is now officially off the list of places you can go. So the places downtown are starting to kind of dwindle away a little bit. The good news is, though, that the number one priority, I say number one, but I think it's pretty high on that list, is to have enough land if the Chiefs do build a new stadium where tailgating will not be touched. They are making sure they have enough to do the tailgating because the Chiefs are not going to give up on what is the greatest tailgate atmosphere. Ask Ben Maller. He was here from Kansas City or from LA over the weekend. It's like, this is the most unbelievable thing ever. So we don't have to worry about tailgating if they build a new stadium because they want to have plenty of space for everybody to go do their tailgate thing.
All right.
So that's kind of where we sit right now.
And again, just the messenger.
Just the messenger. I said when this whole thing started, however long ago now, God, I just present the information as I get it. I'll give it to you. You can take it for a grain of salt. You can do what you want with it. You can choose to believe it. You can choose not to believe it. But I'm just giving you the information that is out there, what people in the know have told me, what I'm hearing about town and all over the place about, you know, what's going on with these new stadiums. But I'm with you, Dusty. Like, let's just get this done. And I think the teams are to that point as well, too, because time is of the essence. 2031 is not far away. So they want to get something done. They want to get shovels in the ground or, you know, concrete mixtures going to renovate if that's what ends up happening at Arrowhead, or building a new Kauffman Stadium at 119th and all. Whatever the case may be, these teams want to get moving. And I think everybody else wants to get moving as well. I think people are tired of this topic.
Now give up all your sources.
Okay.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to Max Amazing Open to get you juiced up for Buffalo in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus we get into what's in the script for Kansas City versus Buffalo at 3:25 on Sunday. That's Mac Morey. Bob Fesco as well. Dusty Likens with you. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.